What do you do when your advertising fails? I'm going to talk about the key to selling. Features and benefits, right? Wait, before you think, not yet another video on features and benefits. This is different. What I'm going to talk about is probably the reason why features and benefits does not work for you as well as you would expect. I'm going to talk about what you should be talking about before you ever get to talking about features and benefits. Consider a situation where for the first time in your life, you are able to communicate with the world in such a way that you are able to shape the future on demand, where you are able to send an email or decide to do a marketing campaign or talk to someone on the phone with a magical ability to switch on conversions when you want to. Okay, it sounds great, but how are you going to do that? You can do this by communicating through the power of influence, which comes from the power of persuasion. There is virtually nothing more important to master than the power of persuasion for presenting ideas, business services, products, etc. in a powerful and hypnotic way that will cause your customers to say, I want it, or how can I be part of it? By mastering this, and by doing whatever it takes to master this information, it will change whatever business you're in and your future. By learning to present with the information that I'm going to tell you about, you will learn how to overcome objections before they ever come up. As well as this, you will learn how to make someone who is a skeptic become trusting and responsive so that they buy from you by learning how to communicate with them in a way that they understand. This method is used by all effective people who are good at communication and selling, even if they don't know that they're doing it when they're selling on stage, in videos, or sales letters, or face-to-face, etc. I'm going to give you 3 steps that you can use to communicate hypnotically, online or offline, in videos, or in person, or in groups. The first step is breaking people's attention. This step is crucial because if you fail to do this, then everything else is pointless. There are many ways of doing this. You need to be able to find a way of distracting people from whatever they're doing so that they focus their attention on you. This is essential if you want to be an effective communicator. This is more important now than it has ever been in the history of marketing. Why? Well, because with the internet and other media, we are now being bombarded with more advertisements than ever before. And because of this, people have become attention deficient to the point that their subconscious minds ignore adverts. Due to this, the only way to make your advertising effective is to break people's attention so that they pay attention to your advertisements. Here are 2 examples of how a presentation or a video or a sales letter, etc. could be done. Hello, my name is John. And I'm doing this presentation for you today on a way for you to get more leads into your business. And in this video today, I will be talking about where he mentions what he's going to be talking about, wasting a lot of time telling you about what he's going to say. Here's another presentation, slowly walking onto stage and slowly picking up the microphone. And slowly he says something like, what do you do when your advertising fails? I have been to many presentations, as well as seen them online, like the first one, and you know very quickly that this is going to be boring before you even listen. Whereas the second one has you captured just for that instant, and everyone's paying attention, and it causes your mind to stop and focus. So at that point, you want to know what the person's going to say. Step 2, you have to create a rapport. So how do you do this? You can create a rapport by telling a story that connects with one of the major human archetypes. Many years ago, I used to sell televisions in a shop, and I soon realized that if I was able to get people smiling and laughing with stories, then it was much more likely that they would make a decision and buy. And they felt more compelled to buy from me because of this. At the time, I discovered this by observation and I would deliberately try to create such a situation. I didn't know there was a theory behind it, but I knew that something happened when I did this, so I continued to do it. Step 3. Once you have created a connection with a rapport, then you can start to sell. This is the only time that you should start to sell. Most people put far too little effort into the rapport to create an emotional connection, and as a result, they fail to make many sales. They don't tell jokes. They don't tell stories. They don't make a connection with people. Figuratively speaking, or literally, they will effectively launch into a features and benefits webinar, and people will start to switch off, literally, if they can, depending on the way the information has been delivered. People are not interested in features and benefits until they have made a connection with you. If you start to sell before you have made a connection through a webinar, one-to-one, or through a conference call, they will not be receptive to what you have to say, and they will delete it from their minds like other advertising. For more information about how I coach and how I train and the things that I do for my team, go to www.workwithneilball.com. Again, that's www.workwithneilball.com. And until next time, goodbye.